Blog Talk Radio.
God damn, bro, you a big fucker there, man. Look at you. Damn. He was 12 years old.
You said you wanna make war with me, make it. And I'ma bust that ass, you can't take it, girl.
The button on the bottom, I'ma break it.
I fuck like I'm into raping, girl.
I'm an ape in the gut, so I take coochie bags.
I don't accept credit cards, but I do pawn coochie bags. I got a thing about leverage, so you gon' spend cash. Give me a month, Marin, me more, and I'll be getting a last. It just ain't a dick game. Baby girl, I'm a freak like Rick James. When it comes to the multi-orgasm, you can believe I'm clitoris trained. But if you drink too much and always smoke that weed, I can't fuck, but you ain't have to see. But if it's a must to get at me, don't forget, bring that cheese. I'm a pimp under pressure, so when you're rocking, leave my cheddar on the dresser, please. Remember, it costs extra if you got weed, cause 9 times out of 10, you just think your ass beat. I don't give a hoot if you small or big. As long as she knows who to go.
This talking shit is loving shit, fucking man. Sweating and talking shit, he's the ice cream coming up. New girl,
she ain't got enough sensuality.
Thank you.
Swallow, black air, let's go. Yeah.
Proud of my tag, on top of the way to pack. Drop a plane for the chopper, so I can land by the jack. Hey, that's all that he want. 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 Look, 220 on dash, bring in abundance of cash. Her R&B single bitch with a wonderful ass. Wait, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. If you ain't talking about commas, we got nothing in common. Won't you get you some hoes? Go and get you some bottles. I've been pitching the stars ever since I was minor. Let me leave a reminder. Everything is designer. Look, I usually ride. You usually high. I'm abusing these beats. You abusing your bride, bitch. Damn player, you imitating. I'm MJing, innovating. We syndicating a crime wave. All my niggas passing that high grade. Hustled through high school, graduated crime paid. In lieu of the diamonds, I feel like I'm grinding. What we doing forbidden with your mommy, La Bamba. Be sharp for dishonor, then go hard as the product. The coppers can stop it. This is part of the process. Made a killing from Raw. I martyred the project. Left from dearly departed. Even the barber was astonished. Right on my tag. On property with a pack. Drop a plane for the chopper, so I can land by the jack. Wait, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Look, 220 on dash. Bringing abundance of cash. Her R&B single bitch with a wonderful ass. Wait, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Y'all was born to get paper. Kept the formula sacred. Men who screaming they make. Send them on to they maker. We press them, we major. Cockroach, you get raided. And stop indicator. Drop him, his body decaying. There ain't no heroes in here. Just hero in here. My eye on the sparrow. Or the narrow and clear. Send it off to Chaparro. I got a foot on the barrel. It's the mind of a king. With the reign of a pharaoh. It cost 600 a single until I force magazine them. I'm the source, no Benzino. Shout out my poppies in Reno. Dropping private casinos. They sent some copies from Rio. We got it locked by the kilo. And now the project is legal. Alright. I woke up this morning with the sun in my face. Somebody's son woke up yawning with a gun in his face. Throwing cold, I'm familiar. I guess he couldn't relate. Fuck on your man way too early, and that's what got him away. Alright. Proud of my tag. On property with a pack. Drop a plate for the chopper so I can land by the jack. Wait, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Look, 220 on dash. Bringing abundance of cash. Her R&B single bitch with a wonderful ass. Wait, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. Hey, that's all that he want. D.O.L.O. Black Air. Trey Boucher. L.R. Manhattan. I see you, nigga, what it do. Yeah. We here.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Y'all are on now. Y'all are on now. We just had some real bad shit happen to somebody in my family. So y'all take over for about 10 minutes. I have to finish this phone call, okay?
All righty then.
So what are we gonna do? Huh?
I don't know.
Y'all can use this time to talk about the new show and all what we have planned for our upcoming guests. And
I'm not using this time to fire your ass.
What's that?
So we need to use this fine time to fire India ass. I'm docking her pay.
I had inboxed her and told her if she talked to you or to tell you to call me.
She was up here earlier.
Yeah, she was up here earlier. I don't see her now. She's in disappear.
I gotta call my house phone because this shit is crazy. Hopefully he see it and cue me in before. I gotta go to my motherfucking kitchen.
Your what?
Motherfucking kitchen.
With the comb in it?
My bad.
Eat that honeycomb and do it on the phone.
It sounds funny here.
Eat some honeycomb and do it on the phone.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm disappointed. My lottery numbers didn't come out. All I need is $250,000. I'm going back to school.
What?
I'm quitting my job. I'm going to go back to school. I keep the Coliseum job.
Can I hear my baby singing?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Thank God.
The heck is that?
My phone.
Who is that? Why are y'all making a noise?
Hold on.
I had to hang up on the cell phone. That was my phone. Shit.
I know something. It ain't me. I cured my problem.
Tattletale.
Who, me?
Well.
Shit. Yeah, I cured my problem. You ever had a natural fresh feeling?
No. Sound dirty. Not so fresh. Don't sound too good either. Who that on that beat? That's Gabby on that beat. Hey. Okay, so I'm excited about tomorrow. Just a tad bit.
She has spoken.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm ready for things to get in order for real and just, you know, be able to do basically whatever. I'm tired of hearing them same songs that don't nobody really know about. I'm ready to, you know, get shit cracking.
I ain't got a problem with that.
Did you get to go to the store today? I'm eating.
I'm at work. I'm gonna stop through there tomorrow.
Oh. I'm eating a popsicle. I had a Klondike bar earlier. It was so fucking good.
No, I had a Magnum Double Caramel.
Are they good?
Oh,
I want the ones
God.
With the almonds in them.
Yeah.
I was at my brother's house earlier, and I was watching Flight and eating brownies that he made. But they had, like, walnuts in them and caramel. It was good because I like ice cream and potato chips because of that sweet and salty.
Salty flavor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the bomb. I ate the whole damn plate. While watching the damn movie. I'm going to print out some pictures.
Print out some pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm going to send them to you, Benny.
Oh, Lord.
So get
Just make sure my heart can handle them.
Okay. Who that on my beat? There's got it on my beat. Oh, okay. I'm having issues. Oh well.
Who that speaking Chinese in the background?
My son.
Oh.
Don't give him too much.
What sugar? Your ass in trouble if you give him too much sugar.
Mm-mm. He's not hyper.
Hmm?
He's not hyper.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm blessed.
Shit, my son ain't hyper either, but shit, give him some damn sugar. I fucked around. We was at the embassy one night. My cousin had us the hospitality suite, and she invited all of us over. So we were down. They have like a what they call a manager's reception every night from 5 to 7:30. You can like get your drink on, whatever you want to drink. If you're a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's going to India. India's on. Yeah, but he was like eating gummy worms, and all of a sudden he just like, all of this energy started coming out of him.
That's a really high goal.
Yeah, so no more fruit punch and gummy bears for him.
Fucking retard. Not you, retard. India. Ah, Benny, what
oh,
am
damn. I having? Oh, damn. I keep this. See that damn. That damn Angela Baptist shit keep throwing me off because that part of the movie scared me.
Calling me 816. Who is that? I think this is Desi. Hold on. Hello.
Holla.
LR. Oh, shit.
Mr. Lingerie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Is India?
No, she's not trying to get in, no.
Okay, well, what's her name? Dez about to call, so.
Okay.
I need you to click him in, because I don't know, because I just do.
You know, some people,
what?
If y'all look at the ads, the new label tomorrow, it'll still have some affiliations with O'Shea Jackson. Now, at what extent with his group do we have any affiliation? We don't know yet. It still will be the capitalist corner for Planet O'Shea, which will still be continued to be ran by me. But further involvement of Action Pack Radio will be totally on them tomorrow. Our new station will be called Damascus Road. And we have a whole Action Pack thorough show after show. Our group has got together, and they're coming up with the best entertainment possible, and I want to give them two thumbs up and round of applause. That's going to be Damascus Road. We have new numbers for you to call, dates and times. Damascus Road. Damascus Road. Damascus Road. Damascus Road. I'm no longer Action Pack with this casting crew. Action Pack will be on later on this week with a whole new casting crew under new management. I also will be overseeing some of their ads, but not in their back room anymore. This is LR Manhattan. From Damascus Road. And I turn it back over to my lovely, lovely host, Gabby J, and the greatest weatherman.
Oh, LR, we need to talk to you about the names, too.
Y'all change your names, too?
Well, I'm still Gabby J. We got just India So Fab, that's it, and the maintenance man.
The maintenance man. Okay, say no more. That's
I'm the maintenance man. I ain't worried about the first name. You know what Benjamin means?
You're the one who said that shit last night.
First son.
Yeah,
you know what my middle name means? Emmanuel? God with me, baby. God with me.
Say no more. See, that's why I like that man. See, out of all of us, he's going to always bring that rationale to the table. Thank you, Uncle
Sam. I still don't like his ass.
I'm going to be watching out for the little dude, whoever's going to call in. I'm about to go to a song right quick.
Oh, shit, I was just getting ready to play Mama's song.
All right, I'll play Mama's song, then I'm going to pause my cell phone now.
Mama's song, Mama's song.
That's how you do it on your cell phone?
What you say?
Quick, y'all.
Shut up, William. What that mean?
I'm laughing. Shit, what the fuck else mean?
Oh, I thought you wanted to beat your ass, Benny.
You threaten me again, and I'm going to call the authorities on you, young lady.
Call the popos. I ain't scared of popo, ho. Oh, let me turn this down. I forgot it was still up. I can't even laugh up better when I'm drinking. Pussy be yanking, pussy be yanking.
I got a question.
Yo, yo, yo.
I got a question. Yeah, as soon as you can. Who can keep the average down? I got a question. Why only do the ugly people feel like there's true love, and the pretty people have be iffy on the subject of love? I'm gonna post that.
Asshole. Fuck you playing with me with this. What? It's 12. It's after 12 o'clock. Now, what was you saying, LR? I'm sorry.
I'm just talking to me because I've been calling more assholes today than The law, loud. I know a man could have that many assholes. Listen, I got a question. Why do the ugly people believe in true love and the beautiful people don't?
Hold on, because I told you to put this shit down. Give me this shit. Lay your little black ass down. Go to sleep. You better shut up before I knock your ass in the next year.
Now I'm back to our regular scheduled program.
No, she knocking people out on air.
I didn't knock him out.
Enough for the FCC to be. Was that a child she hit? No, sir, that wasn't a child. That was a dog.
That was a grown ass man.
So I need to
sound like a bitch.
Oh Lord, not a man. Sound like a bitch. We have Lord sound like a bitch.
Said I sound like a bitch.
What? He a baby.
Said I sound like a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Hell
uh-oh.
Yeah! What you gonna do about it, nigga?
Shit. Oh,
I ain't
Lord,
putting this shit on my page. Chase my motherfucking rainbow.
Yeah, that's right.
You shut your black ass up.
Man, who's she cussing out now?
Said all that, doing all that cussing, man. I'm in on the line now. What's up?
You shut your black ass up, too.
Damn. Who is this?
This motherfucking Gabby motherfucking J.
This is Gabby motherfucking J.
Gabby motherfucking, is that, no, it's motherfucking Gabby motherfucking J.
You, girl, you hot tonight. You don't even know who you're talking to. I hope you don't know who you're talking to.
Dad!
What's up, baby?
I know who the fuck I'm talking to.
You better calm them words down, girl.
If I don't motherfucking calm it motherfucking down, who the fuck gonna stop me? I'm just playing. Okay, I'm done.
You hot. Look at you. You hot. As hot as a motherfucking firecracker stand, boy.
That's that hot shit. I'm cool as long as I ain't hotter than the STD shit.
You say that's cool as long as I ain't hotter than the STD.
Hell yeah.
You right about that. I
gotta give you that one.
I'm about to beat Benjamin's ass.
You gonna beat my ass,
bro. Never mind. It's hitting from my time. It just ain't on my page. But I still
gotta
beat it.
What's up, my dude, man?
Shit.
What's going on, man? What they got going tonight, man?
Nothing. We just chilling, kicking the bobos. I'm on Facebook looking at your pictures, low-key Facebook stalking. You know how I do.
It ain't low key. You just broadcast it all over the radio. What's up, dog? My dude, at? Where my dude at, man? He ain't out here. Where he at?
Which one?
Where my dude at?
LR or Benny?
Benny. I'm up here, dog. I'm right here.
Fuck with y'all talking. I'm about to play my motherfucking
song. Tonight?
Got all that ruckus going on in the background.
Yeah,
how you living tonight, my dude? What's going on, man?
Everything good, man. That music messing with my bell tone, though.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I can dig it.
Yeah,
Mom,
I'm doing
Duke,
good.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Mama.
Why you lying on me, Dez?
I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't do such a thing.
He straight lied on me, didn't he, Benny?
No, I tells no lies. I tells no lies.
Take that shit somewhere else. You be lying. You just lied when you said you don't lie, motherfucker.
No lie.
Okay, I'm back listening to the song.
No lie.
That need to be the theme song for tonight.
What? Pussy. I can't even lie. Fuck better when I'm drinking. Pussy like I'm famous.
What?
I'll faint it. I know this pussy be yanking.
Where about you tonight, man? Where a girl at? What's her name? Where a girl at tonight?
So Fab.
Yeah, where she at?
Don't nobody know where her punk ass at.
She missing
ain't called in tonight.
She hitting us up on the back.
India, now.
Huh?
You don't say fuck India. You better watch your motherfucking mouth.
Who said that, L.R.?
Gabby J, how tonight? What's wrong with her?
My son just said fuck India.
You got the baby saying, you got the baby using foul language. Oh, man.
My bad, dog. I'm good now. No more cussing for me.
Somebody gonna hotline your ass. You better calm down.
Somebody gonna clothes hanger your ass. You better stop fucking with me, nigga.
I can't get hung up.
What?
I can't get hung up.
I'ma hang your ass.
You gonna hang me?
Stop saying that shit.
I got a hangman for that ass.
I hope that brother keep my professor.
You got a what for the who and a huh?
I said I got a hangman for that ass.
Oh, that's what's up. Let me see how it hangs.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
Desi.
What?
It's Sexual Sunday, my nigga.
It's Sexual Sunday. I thought this was the day for the Lord. You talking about Sexual Sunday. I thought this was the day for him and for the man.
No,
Worship Wednesdays.
Worship Wednesdays. Okay, y'all have Worship Wednesdays and Sexual Sundays. Y'all so backwards.
Hold on. Ain't no better way to celebrate the Lord but you. What other way to do it?
I ain't mad.
Come on, man. Think about it. I ain't gonna be long. Just think about it. First thing he gave another man was a naked woman. What the fuck else? And it was Sunday, I believe he did that. So what that? That's think about it.
Preach, my nigga, preach.
I'm about to beat LR ass with all that noise in his background.
It's in the world. I'm gone. Y'all do y'all thing. I'm gone.
What's up, man?
All right, so tonight is Sexual Sunday, and I'm feeling real freaky.
Uh-oh.
Well, talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, it's me spending that dollar.
She must be the drink from that brown liquor.
What'd she get? She got some, you said some brown. Oh, she can't have no
brown.
Hold on, I'm about to beat ass real quick, y'all. Hold on. Put that motherfucking truck down. Stop motherfucking playing. Lay your ass down. Take your little punk ass to sleep. Shut up.
All that cussing. She said about 20 cuss words in one sentence.
Fuck you. God
damn
it.
What the fuck did you to do?
I hear your motherfucking ear. You know, because we just had this conversation.
Who?
Me and you.
I ain't had no conversation.
Nigga, we just had this motherfucking. Dad, don't make me beat your ass. I'm in the mood for fighting, nigga. You don't want these problems.
This is not frustration. This is not Frustration Fridays.
Fuck you.
Oh,
I ain't saying no mind because I'm going to watch my lesbian video.
Benny on the phone last night. We having a motherfucking meeting. This nigga watching Pinky on mute.
Damn right.
What kind of business partner are you?
Goddamn right.
You know Pinky get it in, though.
She can't suck no dick. It'd be funny when she put that strap on and she be fucking them hoes. I'd be on for it then. But just to watch her get fucked, she ain't all that for real. I fuck better than her.
I just had an inside thought.
I think both of y'all did. Both of you motherfuckers said,
Hey, man, great minds think alike. Great minds think alike.
Fuck both of y'all. Straight up.
Man, she eating it from the back. Gracious me.
Oh,
what?
My.
I'm about to eat some Alfredo, y'all. This shit about to be good. It's about to be garlicky.
What kind of Alfredo you got? What kind of Alfredo?
Chicken and shrimp, and I like garlic, so everything that I cook be like real.
She's putting a lot of garlic in that shit. Garlic and cayenne pepper.
Those are the two things that I always cook with. Like,
cayenne.
My cayenne pepper, I got to have it.
Cayenne.
Yeah, that cayenne
pepper. Shut the fuck up, Benny.
Like that shit.
Okay, let me stop cussing y'all out. Y'all ain't done nothing.
I got something to say. I can say something. Y'all mind if I say something? I ain't gonna be. I'm gonna be 1 minute.
Look, he always say that shit.
I'm gonna be 1 minute. See, it's some truth to what I was saying. I had to go think back of it because they didn't know they was naked till after they left the garden.
Oh, what the hell? We done got over.
They didn't know they was naked till after they left the garden. That's a true fact. They didn't know they were naked till after they left the garden. Don't ever tell somebody to show you the ass. They say, man, why you had the moon? And, like, you know, they be mooning, motherfuckers. So Monday was moon day, so that's, you know, he got in that ass on Monday. Tuesday was really tit day.
When they wrote the song, I saw the light.
Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, you got tit day. And then Wednesday, he wanted her to open it wide, so that was open it wide day. And then Thursday was, let me taste that tongue, so that when he wanted to eat that pussy, that was taste that tongue Thursday. And then Friday was freaked me all day Friday, and then they freaked in the tree. And see, that's how Satan knew what she liked to be fucked at, because that's why he waited on Friday. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to tie that into later. But he waited on Friday because he knew that bitch was going to be in that tree, and she was going to fuck that other boy to sleep, and she was going to be sitting there and still won't
so
come on that dick. And then that snake come around that tree. And then Saturday, well, let's start all over again. Now I'm going by.
So he's stacked out all that time. I wish I could share this. Oh, they on a pool table. Yeah, guess what? I'm fat. You fat? You're what? I'm fat. Shit, I'm fat. Where the fuck did India come from, first off? This motherfucker thinks she's slick, okay? Then second,
she slid in this motherfucker.
Ever so sneaky and shit. But check this out. My fat ass is fuck you. My fat ass is in the kitchen eating sugar.
Wow, okay,
sugar.
Then that's a little far.
I know you're not eating no sugar by itself.
Man, I just scooped the motherfucking spoon in the sugar. I think I like the way it feels on my lips and grinding in my teeth.
Oh, Lord.
She's like gritty shit.
That sounds like some Pop-Rock action.
No, for real, when I was pregnant, I used to go to the beach and eat the sand.
You know about that, Benny, man.
What y'all talking about? You said you did the pop rocks. I ain't never did the pop rocks. They, 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 they
drinks was no fuck that. You wouldn't have had drinks, bitch. I ain't been on no date yet. It's been a whole 24 hours since I broke up with his ass.
What is really wrong with this girl, y'all? I could have
fucked her dick today or something, damn.
And she talking about her ex.
I'm trying to know about the pop rocks, y'all. Hey, man, we ain't trying to get on this breakup shit. We ain't talking about that now, Gabby.
We not talking about that. I'm talking about sucking some dick. What the fuck wrong with you?
Well, let me suck your dick with the pop rocks then, shit.
Gabby, I'm going to need you to
do that. I'm up for it.
Oh, God. Hey, what happened?
I don't know. What happened?
Yeah. Did he mute us?
Somebody muted me. And I'm mad.
Somebody muted me, too.
Me too.
Where's Dez? I think them other people controlling it or some shit. I don't know.
Hello.
Oh, there go Dez right there. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell just happened. I don't know. I thought I lost y'all for a second.
Me too, because couldn't nobody talk. I was like, okay, what the fuck?
I disconnect quick. I'll be there and hug up and say, oh, shit, I done lost him. I'm gone.
Okay.
I'll catch y'all on the next one. I'll catch y'all on the next one. But okay, back to this mouth to dick resuscitation.
With Pop Rock. Okay.
Can somebody break
this? You know
can I get resuscitated?
Can I find out what the topic is? Because this is really outrageous.
Girl, ain't no damn topic.
Is that India speaking? Is that India speaking?
Of
it's
course.
India. That is India. That is Miss Fag.
Because y'all know my ignorant ass would have been to say some stupid shit. It's
talking
a dick Sunday,
goddammit.
It's
too intense.
Okay.
Did you say, well, did you use the word intense?
You know what? I can't even deal with y'all. Y'all are the devil's children. I'm not dealing with it.
I ain't no devil's child. I'm not no devil's child.
I'm talking about, right. I'm talking about that little nasty little thing on the line.
You know she nasty. I know you didn't see her face. You know she nasty.
Oh, I know.
Wait, what the fuck? Y'all have seen my page. Y'all know I'm nasty. What the fuck does that mean?
That mean your ass be talking all that kinky shit on that damn page, girl.
I'm about to tag y'all. It's your shit now. Fuck y'all.
No, you ain't. No, you better not. Hold on. Wait a minute. Why she had a status one day? It was so foul. I was like, thank you for the demonstration.
What was that status? Tell me what that status was.
I don't remember, though.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
She was like,
refresh our memory.
It was so horrible. I don't even, you know, I'm not like that, Desi. I can't even talk about stuff like that.
You can talk about it. Talk to me. You talking to me. We talking. We grown folks in here.
I don't like y'all talking.
Y'all like us talking. Why not?
What?
I'm not talking to none of her people who called Desi. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Because the motherfucker thicker than a snicker.
Who's thicker than a snicker?
India, and I'm just a motherfucking Kit Kat around this bitch. Somebody try to get a break, god damn it. India ass.
I mean, you know what? I still ain't seen this page. I still ain't seen this page yet, Miss India.
What page?
I ain't seen Miss India's page yet.
Well,
you're
going to see it because I just tagged y'all in a comment, so you'll get to see everybody who's on the station.
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, my goodness. She is crazy.
Am I back on?
Yeah.
You
damn, they can fuck up on me, treat me like I'm a goddamn stepchild.
y'all better treat my dude better, man. Y'all better treat my dude better.
Hey, earlier he said we treat him like a dirty pussy.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's bad. We don't like dirty pussy.
India, did you get the link I sent you to the purse that I showed Benny?
Oh yeah, sure did.
Ain't it cute?
But I ain't see the, I got two of them. I ain't seen the glasses though, so I really wasn't interested.
Yeah. You know what, Ray Charles ain't seen either.
Damn.
But you know what?
She tried to hide all that thickness, man.
She did.
And you're trying to hide all that thickness.
No, you know, I'm
trying to get his
legs nice to cover
that. You said, I'm trying to get my way. What you say, babe?
Huh? What happened, hey, boo?
What you say?
I missed you.
You said you missed me.
I've been thinking about you.
Don't be trying to butter me up. I ain't easily buttered.
Yeah,
trying to butter me up.
But Desi,
yeah,
we belong together like Mariah Carey, baby.
Like Mariah Carey, huh? That used to be my girl.
Fat dad.
I was just jamming to Mariah today.
Mom Duke, you going to sleep on me?
Hell yeah, I gotta get up.
Mom Duke said good night, child. She going to bed.
Tell Mom Duke, I said, what's good?
Don't
want to speak to your ass. Don't speak to her, Mom.
Hey, my
she a man stealer. We need to talk to Mama about friends that be trying to steal your men on the low.
I don't want them.
Please don't get me started. I'm trying to be
your next daughter-in-law, and she's trying to throw salt in the game.
Look,
who's
mom
here.
My daughter-in-law?
She's trying to be your
next daughter.
She's trying to throw salt in the game.
Who's trying to throw salt?
Girl.
Your girl,
mom,
dude. No, don't get her started, no, mom,
dude. No, you threw me under the bus, India. She got on my ass. So it's your
mom,
turn, nigga.
No. Mom Deuce, tell her. If you can't keep your man, somebody else will get him.
Mom, but you know a Kit Kat can't even compare to a Snickers.
I'm going to talk about the girlfriend and sneaky girlfriend bullshit.
She said Snickers. She talking about she trying to throw a thick snigger in there. She ain't nothing but a Kit Kat. You playing it?
I'm gonna talk to you, young ladies, tomorrow.
Hello. You have a good night.
Y'all do the same, and we gonna talk about them Snickers and Kit Kats tomorrow.
Who this on the phone? Who this is on the phone?
Mom Dukes. That's mom.
Oh shit. Hello, lady. How you doing?
Tisha, how you doing?
I'm good, and you, baby?
Oh, you better untag me in that pitch, that post. Now.
Oh, wow. Hey, I love your work. I can't wait to meet you. Nice to have you on our show. Call back, okay?
I sure will. Thank you, babe.
Okay, yeah, you do that. I'm going to be waiting for you.
Please wait for me, please, because I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I like your voice.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you know, I got something for you. Just come on back through anytime you feel like it. All right?
What you got for me, baby? I might stay over here. You keep on rapping like that.
Hey, well, you know, this is
get your mama.
Hey, that's a grown woman, man. I don't step in until a nigga get out of line.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and let them finish their show.
I guess I ain't baby mom no more. Okay, that's cool. You want to get on?
He just played your ass.
Mom said, cool. Sexy voice, we'll see you in a minute. She hollered at you in a minute, sexy voice, and she going to holler at you ladies tomorrow.
You can't compete with mama, India. You might be a snicker, but that's for the fuck right there.
Look, I ain't about to compete with her because she already know what to do.
Mama on my page somewhere in there. She got a few pictures in there. She don't take too many of them on my phone anyway. She got them all in her shit, but she don't take too many on my phone.
You said her pictures is on your page?
Mama got a Facebook page, her damn self.
Uh-oh.
What's the name?
Mom, you got your name on Facebook? It's Lanessa Lucas. My last name and her and Lanessa.
Mm-hmm. I sent her a friend request.
Gabby.
Huh, your mama look young as fuck.
You see I'm under my mama's page? Is my mother on my page?
Man, this ain't your damn mama.
That is my mama.
I'm not that.
Talking.
That me, I want to see.
All you got to do is go to Dad's page and then go to his mom's. Okay, then look up her name and just add her.
Yeah, I ain't even got to look up her name. All you got to do is go to her, where it's under family relationships or whatever that shit is.
See, you and India ain't friends.
We ain't friends. You got your page locked down.
Who got my page locked down?
You.
My page ain't locked down. My page to the public.
Not
I ain't
really.
Got shit to hide.
If you ain't your friend,
this
you
ain't
your
damn mama.
She's a beauty. She's a beauty queen.
I mean, whose mama other than mine look that fucking good?
I guess mine. I'm bragging about my mama. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I know my mama beautiful.
Are you serious?
What's the name again? It's Lanessa Lucas, Lanessa Lucas.
How old is your mama?
I ain't going to broadcast all that. She might not want me to do that.
She ain't about to cast us out.
I ain't gonna say your age. I ain't gonna say your age.
She said she not
ashamed of her age. She said she 47 years old and looking good with you.
Damn.
Okay, can you add me, Desi? Because I can't find her.
Mom just added me. Hell nah.
Hey man, I can't even do no adding nobody. I'm in Facebook jail right now. They got me on lockdown for sending friend requests. I sent too many goddamn friend requests. Motherfuckers been hating. Tell me this. Can y'all answer me this? Y'all real shit, I don't know if y'all be reporting motherfuckers or whatever that shit. I don't think y'all be doing that. Well, motherfuckers send you a friend request. You know, if y'all want to be a friend, you ain't going to tell them you don't know them, right?
Right.
You just going to say, okay, I know the motherfucker. I hide the friend request. I don't want to accept them right now, right?
Right.
I put no, I don't know.
See, that's some hater shit right there. That's some shit that'll get a nigga sent to jail, man. Why y'all send a nigga to jail?
Are you serious?
Man, that shit sent a nigga to jail. I got sent to jail because motherfuckers said they don't know me.
Like,
if
you don't have enough friends in common with me, then
right.
I click. Damn, mama.
Oh, she does look good.
Do you see this picture of her in this damn super dress?
Huh? I'm in jail for 14 days for sending friend requests to people with minimal friends in common. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, so I can't send no friend requests out.
Dang, that's
but
crazy.
She can send you a friend request and you can. She can send you a friend request and you can add her though.
Yeah, she can send me. I can accept friend requests. I just can't send them. But I ain't tripping. No, I got plenty
who
of friends.
That?
That I see.
Who
me?
Does that though?
Me.
Oh, what
y'all saying? That's
right. I don't know.
Well, I guess I will start doing it, though.
For real.
But it's all to the hood, though. I don't trip. You know what I'm saying? I suck it up like a winner and keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm cut
do you
from
see
a
his
clock.
Mama, India?
Yes, I sure
I
do. 47
mama.
And on it.
You can't find
did you
you
see
can't
her
find
in
mama.
That damn
she,
dress?
She probably on Facebook now.
She just added me.
Nah, she just accepted you, Gabby. She said
I
she
know.
Got yours. But she, she
my
Gabby friend now, so she.
Did I send you a friend request, dude?
My mama 47, too. Dang, that's what's up. How
me,
you
her. I'm 27. Me, her, my grandfather, and my daughter have passed away, all 20 years apart.
What?
Everybody got
okay,
their
20-year
mark.
Okay, tell her India
mark.
So fast sent her a request.
She Mama India so fast sent you a request, too.
Tell her.
She said, okay, she
going
to add
me.
Tell Mama to let me know that she be in her inbox trying to get with you.
Let her know that she be in your inbox trying to get with me.
Look, now, if I wanted him, I'd
be
okay,
well, she
India be to put that ass on him. I ain't got no chance. God,
I'm a gentleman. I don't rock like that. I don't do the friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that.
And I ain't even like that. She knows I'm top notch classy. I ain't gonna do that to
you. You sit down in India, lay one of them legs across that lap. Your ass is I can't compete, goddammit.
We ain't rocking like that, you know what I'm saying? Only way I'm gonna get the friends is if I ain't know y'all was friends. That's the only way you gonna get, she might have got, but I know y'all friends, so I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Andy, don't be trying not to be my friend now, you bitch.
Look, I deleted her. What you mean?
You silly. Y'all is too much.
That's too funny.
And it's going to be like, when you bring
like,
them
like,
can we fuck?
Like, somebody fucking with the mechanism.
They keep me entertained, man.
If I was going to do that, I'd take Benny so I can get my MK. But I already got MK. I need
hold on, bitch. Now, hold on.
Look like I didn't get my tennis bracelet in the back room no more.
All right, Koi Koi, I'll holler at you in a minute, man.
I'm sick of this shit.
Oh, goodness.
I got to fight for my damn men right here on live radio.
Oh,
and then you ain't
God.
Like my status, motherfucker.
No, I deleted it all from my
phone. I just heard a plural announcement. Did I just hear a plural announcement?
There you go.
No, honey.
Did I just hear a plural announcement? Because I don't get put in categories. I don't do that.
I said I got to fight for my men.
Yeah, that's plural.
You hear that,
men is plural.
You hear that, Desi?
That's plural.
She's trying to play both of y'all.
That's
so,
plural. You know what I'm saying?
Idiot, shut the fuck up!
See, Desi, you be my main squeeze. It ain't no two. It's just...
Look, let me
tell you something. I want the MVP. You hear me?
Look, my dude back there laughing.
That's all I can do right now.
Desi, I don't even go through them games. You see, I mean, I ain't even gonna do that to you.
Well, y'all better stop it. Y'all better leave me alone. Y'all better leave me alone. Y'all gonna have me in trouble in this motherfucker somewhere.
I mean, see, once you get India so bad, man, I'm just telling you, it's just I'm just gonna leave you alone. Now, Gabby gonna try to cover my page for all these provocative things on here.
I know it's
you.
She gonna hack
your shit. I had to delete your message. Next one, I'm going to report as abuse.
Yeah, it's off the chain.
You see, now I'm being Facebook jail, you bastard.
Yeah, I have young girls who look up to my page. I need you not to put anything.
They need to know how to suck a dick. Look up. Shit. That's what's going to keep you a good man. You suck dick, you get a man.
That don't keep
like,
no man.
Ain't nothing like getting dumped, sick.
But that don't keep
like
no man.
Who the fuck lied to you?
That ain't something with true. You gotta know how to suck a good dick, because any woman can suck a dick. That don't mean she's
exactly.
gonna keep him because she's sucking it.
Come on now, Desi.
Hey, my head game is serious. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-oh. What about some shoes to go with that purse?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's funny.
MK shoes. MK shoes, huh?
What they do for
you? Don't lie now.
What you say, Heffa?
Nothing. I'm over here looking for a cruise.
Bitch, your name Blues?
What?
Did you say you're looking for a clue?
A cruise to Bahamas, honey?
Oh, a cruise. I thought you were trying to say Blues Clues.
No. No, I need a vacation.
I don't want to go to no damn Bahamas. The fuck?
Why?
Because I've been there already.
Right, I haven't. I said me and you.
No, let's go back to Sandals. Emerald Bay.
This is where I want to go.
I don't give a damn. You want people to rub you down and give you massages and free facials and shit. This is the place to be.
Where is this at?
Emerald Bay, Sandals Resort.
Okay.
Huh?
It's in the Bahamas.
Okay.
What is everybody doing right this moment?
Right.
Playing with my pussy.
Wow. I'm still looking at my crew, Desi, actually.
Desi, you're still looking at your what?
I'm
at her boob.
Oh, my God.
This motherfucker said playing with our pussy on the radio. You ain't nobody really. Hey. Look, goddamn it.
You know what, Desi? I think you need to talk to your lady.
Don't tease us. I ain't no teaser. I'm a pleaser, goddamn it. Don't tease me.
See, you know what, Desi? You right up my alley.
Well, you better go to another motherfucker.
Cause you know, I like.
I gotta go to sleep.
See, you and Gabby won't work out. Y'all both are pleasers. I'm with you.
Man, I don't know what the fuck to do. Hey, you better get your ass off my motherfucking table. Let out.
You see, y'all won't work out. Y'all both are pleasers. I'm with you.
Why we won't work out because we both pleasers? I need a pleaser too. Don't I don't want no pleasers.
India old lazy. You eat my pussy, I don't want to suck your dick.
The
next time he call her ass, he gonna be like, bitch, you gonna suck my dick first. Get off with that
India,
shit the
India
first time.
See, India undercover. She ain't gonna announce her shit. She undercover.
You know I am.
She undercover. She gonna try to be discreet. When she get behind the motherfucking door, she gonna bring some motherfucking tricks out the motherfucking bag.
I bet you India probably flexible as fuck too.
You know I'm discreet, but go ahead.
India probably wrap them big ass thighs around that neck and go to work.
Anaconda.
Wow.
Oh boy!
I can't deal with y'all. I really can't deal with y'all.
I ain't gonna lie. I like my face buried in that motherfucker.
What? All right, goddammit.
Stand and dislocate your jaw.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that now. You know, I like a little bit of pain, but I don't want all that.
Oh Lord, I can't take it.
Oh gosh.
I think somebody getting a little too high and bothered.
Damn, what the hell, L. Allen disappeared too?
Who gives a damn?
I give a damn where I disappeared to. I'm
that's
on this fuck.
Pop that a note.
In the background, listening like old damn Catholic priest.
And hustling ass
fuck. Well, shit, nigga, I gotta keep my eyes upon my business. Hell yeah. Like Martin is saying, I'm saying I gotta watch my bitch.
I think I've been laughing for about 7 minutes straight. I'm tired as fuck now.
Nah, man, I let y'all do y'all thing, man. Y'all good at it.
We just been clowning, like, what the fuck?
Hello, LR, where you been?
So Mr. now you want to speak to her. She was mad at your ass for talking to mom.
No, listen. I was actually saying hello when I first got online, but I got muted.
Muted. And then he disrespected you and tried to talk to mama.
Didn't disrespect me, didn't talk to mama, didn't even say hello to me.
That's what I'm saying. Hello. So I ain't baby mama no more, huh?
Nope.
And I still ain't found mama, goddammit.
You need to catch the fuck up, boy.
That's some of the questions go. That's anyway, we don't talk about that in the front space. But anyway, hi, India.
What happened about twerking on the dick, what?
Hey, man, yeah, what's up with that? Is it suck a dick Sunday? what about suck a click? Sunday. What about sucker click?
Whatever you say,
you
pop
rock.
Can we suck a click Sunday?
Lick a click,
pop rock,
suck some tits.
Well, actually, thank God it's Monday, actually.
It's Masturbate Monday. Let's get it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I mean, you are a tragic case, like, seriously.
Masturbate Monday. I like it.
Oh, man. I can't deal. I mean,
okay.
Hey, am I the only one? Is it just me? Do all men like to see a woman masturbate?
I don't know, but I like to watch a nigga jack his dick.
You know what? I say we both go for it. Shit, fuck it.
Okay.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell y'all like this. If y'all Skype it, say, bro, I don't want to see your part. I'm just being honest. If y'all Skype it, I'm not going
to
see your part. I'm going to watch your part, but I won't watch your part. Just being real with it, y'all.
Oh, no, I don't want you to watch mine.
Okay. Yeah. Long we're on the same page, my nigga.
Always. Gabby, you ready to Skype? You ain't Skyping, huh?
I don't know how to Skype.
I don't know how to do that shit, nigga.
I don't know how to Skype it. Ubu, whatever. It make my phone fuck up, like.
Yeah, my shit too. I had to take that shit off my phone.
For real? See, thank you.
My shit be freezing up.
Who asked?
Cutting off and everything else.
Who asked this bitch anything?
I'm trying to help you, okay?
I'm
sorry, your phone cannot handle Skype.
Shut your
video
ass up,
okay?
Better stop talking about my motherfucking T-Mobile if you know what's good, you know what I'm saying, partner?
It must be the T-Mobile, motherfucking, it must be the T-Mobile charge, because it's all on mine, too.
Yeah. Oh, you got T-Mobile, too?
Yeah, I got a punk-ass T-Mobile phone.
Oh, Desi!
Oh,
good.
Good topic.
Goddamn
punk
ass. Y'all must really be meant together to be for each other. Y'all both got T-Mobile.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
oh, man.
What can I? I think that little cup of Joe woke me up, man. I ain't sleepy no more.
I got a question, actually.
You want me to put you to bed?
Come on, baby, put me to bed.
Huh?
I said, come on, baby, put me to bed.
Oh shit, now it's Mr. Nasty.
I'll let you put me to bed anytime, Gabby J.
That's what's up. It's been like 2 months since I had some dick. I will put it on your ass.
Are you serious?
I will put it on your ass.
Are you serious about this 2 months, though?
Yeah.
You got a nigga and you ain't had no dick in 2 months?
Shut up. Ooh. He stayed in Dayton, so.
All right. Well, how far away is Dayton from Orlando?
From Orlando?
Nigga.
You in Orlando, Florida?
No.
Where you at?
I stay in Georgia.
In Georgia? Damn, you way in Georgia? Why did I think you was in Florida?
Because I'm from Georgia.
That's me, Desi Boo.
That's who?
And I'm from Florida. Fuck India. I'm from Florida. I run Florida. And my Natalie Nunn.
I've been through Georgia. I've been through Atlanta. I've been to Florida.
You ain't been through me.
Once or twice. I ain't been through you. I ain't been through you yet. I plan to, though.
Jeez, I go to Georgia. I go to Hospital just to fucking shop. Get back on the plane and come back home.
What?
Right.
Huh? We going shopping, huh? Did somebody
meet
say at shopping?
Hospital Airport.
Oh, man. When? What
meet
time?
At the airport.
What time? Do I need to leave now? Shit.
He said, do I need to leave now? You know that's a woman's favorite word, man.
Shop? Shit, what?
You say shop and you say diamond, it's all you in there.
Oh, you in there.
Well, that's the last goddamn time my damn tree had gotten the train at A and I land at D and I try to walk that motherfucker. I thought they were going to have to put the defibrillator on my ass.
The hell?
And the motherfucker said, we got trains in here. The motherfucker, why you tell me? I got 15 minutes to get to my next flight. I done walked 18 fucking goddamn city blocks inside a building.
Hey, but if you're supposed to be, nigga been considering moving to Atlanta for a minute now. Here, I might have
yeah, bring your ass. Bring your ass. Bring your ass.
Bring my ass. Okay, I think I'm going to do that. I think I just might have to go in here and pack my bags.
Hey, y'all. Des is about to work on baby number 6.
I told you the way that's happening.
Nope, I remember. I remember you saying whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Yep.
When that baby gets made in the process, we gonna have to have some bands on some fingers. That's the only way that's happening.
Bands on some fingers. What? Hell no, I ain't getting married. What the fuck?
Deadline.
Who says that?
If we ain't getting married, goddamn, we gonna be together forever, goddamn it, 'cause I ain't having no more baby mamas.
Oh hell.
I know that's right.
Got two, I'm good.
Okay, well,
I have a wife with my children, but you know what I'm saying? I don't have no more baby mama.
You have a kid with your wife, not no children.
Well, yeah, I have a kid. No, that's what I'm saying. I have a wife and we'll have children together, but we ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't having no more baby mamas. We ain't just, they ain't rocking.
How many baby mamas you got, Desi?
Well, I got two. I got two baby mamas. I got 5 kids and 2 baby mamas. 4 of them by one chick and 1 by the other one. So,
damn. That's not bad.
Right. So now you catch my drift.
Oh, but we can't go shopping because child support gonna take my shopping money.
Nah, I ain't on child support for none of them. I take care of all mine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's only one of them. It's only one of them I'm having a problem with, but she's not an issue. I ain't worried about her.
That must be the one that's got the one by herself.
Yeah, that's her because her motherfucking ass is motherfucking Fort Scott, Kansas, and she a fucking dumbass. I hate to say it, but she a dumbass.
Damn.
She ignorant, but it's all good, though.
I ain't got
no
saying
I'm trying to avoid the court system and shit, trying to go through courts and all that shit to get a part of my daughter, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I think I might have to go on ahead and do what I got to do because she on some ignorant shit.
Dang.
But we ain't gonna discuss all that though. But no, I'm gonna tell y'all this, ladies in the radio station. I'm gonna tell y'all this though. My problem is my problem. They don't come to my women. You know what I'm saying? Or my woman, if I have one. So I deal when it come to baby mamas. I don't have no baby mama drama, regardless of whether I got kids or not.
That's good.
I handle my own issues. I handle my own kids, mothers. I like to have baby mamas, but handle my own children's mother.
I know that's right. Gabby, I'm about to tag you in the scripture. How about that?
How about I'm sucking dick and playing with my pussy and you wanna bring Jesus into my life?
Yep.
I'm gonna delete that shit. Like you did me.
Wow.
You
don't have
to put dick because it ain't mine right now, so you ain't sucking my dick.
Benny, why you say
I heard a alarm coming in the background.
Yeah, I'm back in the building. I got something I won't say.
That you won't say or you want to say?
That W-A-N-N-A.
Wanna. Okay.
Okay. How y'all doing today?
We was okay till you scared us with this. You want to say something?
Oh. They found out that the ozone layer wasn't really depleting like that. It was a big old hoax. That's all I got to say. I'm gone.
If this motherfucker come in here and leave like that one more game.
God damn, I feel like I'm selling whole nuts right now, just hanging. He left me hanging. God damn. Oh, I finally found mama. I'm slower than retarded molasses.
He found it.
Yeah, I found it. I told him to tell the maintenance man to send a friend request.
His mama looked damn good, for real. I thought your mama was going to be looking like Keisha Cole mama, for real. Like, I swear to God, when you hear her talk, she sounds just like Nessie to me. I mean, like Frankie.
Frankie.
When I hear her voice, I just think of Frankie, like, oh my God. Yeah. But to see your mama, I was like, oh,
at least Stripey Mama. What was her mother be?
Hello?
Shane Frankie in it.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Ain't no telling. We probably got muted again.
Right.
Who muted me again? Hey, so fab. Them nails hot.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hey, man, I'm about to go on my face and see what's going on, goddammit.
No back scratching.
I need to see what's going on, goddammit. I'm about to get on my goddamn page.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was so bored yesterday. I had to go get my nails done.
Who says I was so bored?
She's boxing out here. She get bored and go get her nails done.
Right.
Hey.
The fuck? Bitch, I don't even do that.
Mama has accepted me.
Mama has accepted you. So her ass still up upstairs and shit. I'm down here. She upstairs still wide awake and shit.
She don't want to be bothered with your ass.
Nah, I'm her baby. I'm the oldest, but I'm her baby.
I got a question to ask y'all.
Oh, hell.
At 60 miles an hour, how far can you go in 60 miles? How long will it take you to travel 60 miles?
1 hour.
Not the way I drive.
If you're going 60 miles an hour, how long will it take you to
go
60
miles?
60
miles an hour. They raise our speed limit to 60, I go 75.
Hell of fucking retards, man.
Look,
somebody just called my motherfucking phone private and said some old bullshit. So I don't even know what the fuck they said. So fuck them.
Wow.
Bitch, don't call muffling shit and then don't say what the fuck you got to say. Now I got to block motherfucking unknown numbers, you dumb bitches. What?
You been sipping on that scrap iron tonight.
The fuck you talking about?
You been sipping on that scrap iron.
Man, look. Don't fucking play with me, Benny.
You been sipping on that corn tonight. You worked the hard stuff. I have to come to Georgia and bury my head like an ostrich and get you that
one. The answer is 1 hour. At 60 miles an hour, it'll take you 1 hour.
Oh, well, if I went 60 miles an hour, it'd be 60 minutes, but I don't go 60 miles an hour.
He said 1 hour. How you get 60 minutes? What the hell? Never mind.
Ain't it 60 minutes? Uh-oh.
Oh, 60 minutes is an hour.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
That's funny. Oh, man. I feel slow now. Fuck you.
Damn.
No, not that.
Oh, well, what? Shit, I'm lost. Where my baby daddy? Baby daddy.
I'm still here.
Ladies, I got a question. One of my callers, one of my inboxes is asking a question. When a man is fucking you, you'd rather him have on Stacey Adams or Nikes?
Some Timberlands.
Nikes.
Ain't nobody
want
a no
thug,
damn
nigga. They don't want an elegant thug. They want an elegant nigga. They want a thug.
I think it's Stacey, but I think it's standing there with
some
Timberlands.
Ain't nobody no damn Mr. Marcus.
What?
This is Stacey Adams off. Goddamn. Well, if I do, I'm going to put some black socks on, too.
Ah, man.
Oh,
I don't even want to visualize that shit, man. Turn that shit down.
I'm going to have on one of them. I'm saying them old man Stacey's, a high ankle joint.
That nigga said with the knee high sock on.
with the knee high sock on.
They say,
that's some bullshit.
Let me ask y'all a question.
I'm gonna put my goddamn bow tie on too.
Why Easter is like the unofficial clown day?
What the fuck?
And the reason why I say that, you ever notice people outfits on Easter?
Where we going with this, though? I'm
from goddamn New Orleans, okay? And on Easter, it was like a circus.
That's because you retarded motherfuckers throw a parade when somebody die.
That ain't retarded.
Oh, hell, they do that here.
That is the craziest shit I have ever heard of in my life.
House plan, they walking up to the block.
That ain't crazy.
You know why they do that, Gabby?
Celebrating life.
You know why they do that? I was about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's called celebrating their life, not their death.
Yeah, not their death.
They walk right up to the corner down here. Raining, snowing.
Since we on that subject right now, would you rather, I'm going to ask y'all this, would you rather somebody celebrate your life or mourning your death?
Why?
Celebrate my life.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm with Gabby. I don't give a fuck.
But you know what, truthfully, you really
should
say that.
Man, forget that, man.
Of course celebrate, Desi, but...
I just wanted to be said, I set the world on fire.
Hold on, y'all. I got to call my ex-boyfriend because I just told y'all that somebody was playing on my phone calling private. And apparently they calling his phone too, but not the ex that I just broke up with. The other ex, y'all. This my first love. And call him.
Oh.
Y'all got to hear some drama. So I'm gonna put my phone on mute so India punk ass don't hang up.
Cause I'm about to.
Don't.
I got a bone to pick.
Pick that bone, homie. Pick that bone, man. Tell him what's up, man.
I got a bone to pick with 450.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick. See, let me tell you something.
I got to dig this up.
Oh, wow. My God. I'm off the
man,
line.
Who is
I'm
that, man?
You. Bye-bye.
Who was that speaking, man? Who just said that, man?
You know that wasn't me, Desi.
See, she want me to come snatch her by the back of her head.
That's what she wants you to do.
And smack me on my ass, too?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, then when you get to bed, and I might just rub it
down.
You
hear some weird shit? Y'all want to hear some weird shit? And on Wednesday, watch come Wednesday, she gonna be Sister Soldier.
Yep.
She's going to be praising and worshiping.
Hey, the devil know the Bible better than anybody.
She's going to have a dick on her.
Wow, so are you really
saying that's
who
you are? Preaching the word of God. She's going to have the Satan sperm on her tongue.
I'm about to delete Gabby off Facebook.
What?
Because if you gonna really be this devilish, I don't want a part of you.
Fuck you, India.
And she think it's funny though.
I don't even like your ass right now, for real. And
no,
because
you acting up. You were acting up.
She wanna whoop him. She wanna spike in. I fuck a spanking. We got to get whooped that ass.
Who is
What's that?
Hello?
Am I losing my beef?
Hello?
I ain't got no bone to pick. I'm going to pick it with you when I call you. I'm going to talk to you myself, you feel what I'm saying?
I'm
going to tell you something. As long as your ass turned to the ground, you hear me? But that's a whole other conversation.
Why did you even bring it up?
Oh, shit, just got real.
Tanala Onk. That's why he
thought shit been real.
Oh, man, shit can die real, you know what I'm saying? But listen here, y'all, I'm about to go pause again because I got a question to ask. Why they take their period wrong and washing with towel?
What?
is she pissing?
Who?
you know, I mean, don't get us, this is, I don't want to have a flashback of yesterday.
What happened yesterday? My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat.
No, stop it.
I wish somebody just go over there and do what they need to do to get her to stop. Which one of y'all is it going to be?
Fuck you, India.
You need to be making that flight, right?
India, you're not a good friend, man.
Nope. Not today. I have my days.
So I want to ask y'all a question. Ball or shave?
What? What was that question?
Bald or shaved?
Is that what you're asking us? What do we think you do?
What did he ask? I'm lost.
I've heard because I'm not understanding why we getting all these questions and y'all ain't.
I asked y'all, do you like it bald or shaved?
What, bald or shaved? Ain't that the same damn thing?
Right, they are.
Oh,
if I shave
my
pussy,
bad,
it's going to be
bad.
Bald when I'm done
my
with
bad,
it.
My bad. Goddamn. Do you like it bald or hairy? I don't know why I kept saying shaved. Do you like it bald or hairy?
Motherfucker, who want that stink ass? Let me...
P.S.
motherfucking
A.
If you don't shave your nasty ass pussy, okay? That shit is fucking nasty, okay? It fucking stink, and you need to get that shit under control. If you eat a wolf pussy, you got motherfucking problems. You need to get your shit under control because that shit is nasty and it motherfucking stink, okay? Tighten the fuck up in 2013. Shave your pussy. Matter of fact, PSA motherfucking Facebook post right now. Shave.
Well, let me ask you, how do you know it stinks?
Because.
I mean, I don't, but I'm just
like, okay, my mom always told me if you smell it, 9 times out of 10, somebody else smell it. So I feel like this, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I'm just straight up. When you go off your period, you should shave your pussy because that's nasty. It's nasty. Be all kinds of shit caught up. Like, get that shit under control, okay?
Oh, why would you go there?
What? It stinks.
I got a question. Do you rather the man wash his feet before y'all have sex or wash his feet after?
His feet?
These questions,
I don't give a fuck.
Really,
what you do with your feet? What the fuck? Go wash your dick.
Right.
Fuck your feet got to do with my pussy. Use them motherfuckers to walk right out of my house when we get done fucking. What the fuck you do? You wash your motherfucking feet at my house. You take your motherfucking feet home and wash the motherfuckers.
This is one ignorant individual.
I don't know what the fuck wrong with me this night, man.
Oh my God.
Enter your host pin when finished. Press the pound key.
Yeah, she's on one tonight.
She definitely is, Benzy, and I'm cracking up.
Who on a voicemail or some shit?
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your pin number.
See who the fuck that is?
I don't know who that is.
Do we have any other listeners?
Excuse me, sorry.
Calling in?
Hell no, it's just us. And we've been on this motherfucker clowning. And I think that pepper is getting to me now because I can't stop sneezing. Thank you. Okay, I think that was the last one. Nope, I lied. Thank you.
I got a question.
Oh, hell. See, you about to make me show my ass.
I got a question.
What's your question, LR?
Do you rather ash your elbows or greasy knees?
That don't make no sense. Ash your elbows or greasy knees? Greasy, huh?
God damn it.
I take the greasy knees.
I'll take greasy. India, what's your rather, ash your elbows or greasy knees?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, she acting real new.
I really didn't hear the question. I was on mute on my own phone.
Girl, ooh, there's a bone to pick with you after this show.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah, man, how fast. You know something? I'm going to tell y'all something. You know where these questions is coming from? They got this group where they just ask all kind of questions. And they didn't ask me the same question about Gabby all night, but I refused to ask the question.
Ask me.
They want to know if Gabby's short or tall, and they're really pissed off because they can't tell.
Gabby, yeah,
she
short.
She looks short. She looks tall. Well, the heels make her look tall.
Look.
I'm going to say it like this. Her heels give her about 5 more inches. So you take off 5 inches of what her heels got on.
I'm about 5'8".
You ain't no motherfucking 5'7", 5'8".
For real?
Yeah. It was not that tall. I don't know. I got to see for myself. I don't know.
Did you really not tell me the question, though? You acting real brand new.
He said something about ashy elbows and
I asked you three times, baby mama. I asked you 3 times. I said.
Oh, now you back to being baby mama.
Right.
Damn.
I asked you if you was ashy elbows or greasy knees. Which one you wanted? Then that must turn her on. They say that question turned girls on. She said,
Now, I was.
Damn, that's a voodoo question. Fellas, y'all heard it. Y'all seen the sex. Ask a woman that. And every time you see a woman from now, ask her, what you rather ask your elbows or greasy knees?
I'm confused. Are you asking me if the dude should have greasy knees? I'm confused, but okay.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, that is an awkward moment. Move on.
Hurry up with the question. Hurry up and come back with another question.
I got another question. Do y'all
okay.
rather 347-934-0012 or 210-0439-473?
What the fuck? Say that again.
Y'all rather 347-934-0012 or 210-0049-473?
Wait, you gotta say them numbers more than that. What the fuck? 347 what?
934-0012.
347.
Right, shit, fuck all of that bullshit. We picked the first one, shit.
Okay, that's the one y'all want, okay. Okay, now how y'all rather this? How you rather this? You rather this 409 or 049?
049.
049, okay.
What did we pick it? What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just coming up with iridescent questions, and I'm over here dying laughing because y'all really answered it. Like,
I'm just confused. Like, what is going on?
Oh, Lord. Y'all talking on the show? Y'all say I talk too much. Y'all don't talk as much on the show no more.
No, you just completely go on mute, and then we don't know where you're at.
We didn't make up
crazy questions.
I'm always right behind you, baby. I always got your back. All right.
I doubt that.
Fuck India.
You me yesterday. What?
Anyway, am I being rude? That was yesterday. We don't talk about yesterday on the air. Hey, 16, let me ask you
something. Don't start with me.
What's up?
Hey, man, I have yet to be father, okay? I don't have no kids. So what I'm asking is a real man-to-man question, you know, because women have other women to go to ask men, you know, ask women about cheering and shit like that. You know, very seldom you have a nigga that, you know, you could talk to like that. Say, brother, man.
All right, I'm with you.
Let me ask you something. Did you decide on your goals and what you wanted to be more brighter after you had your children, or were you already set on being something before you had your children?
In all honesty, I had goals beforehand, but to kind of take your breath though before I had goals beforehand for real with shit. Once my kids got here, it kind of gave me a little more motivation to try to do something different. You know what I'm saying? I just chose the wrong role. You know what I'm saying? I kind of put a heart on my feet.
So I'm slowly trying to build myself back up and get to where I really want to be for me and my kids right now.
Okay. And that was the most serious question that I have tonight. And that was all honesty. That was a white flag question, though. That was some real nigga shit. That didn't have no hidden pitfalls nowhere. I just wanted to know.
I got a question.
Conversation I had earlier with somebody. That's all.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, shit. You can always ask me something like that, man. I ain't never got no flex on answering nothing like that, man.
I got a question.
What's that?
You like your dick sucked from the front or the back?
The back.
Well, the back. I ain't never had that from the back, shit, but I ain't too far to be this way from the back.
He ready for that.
Say, dog, let him suck your dick from the back. You'll never forget it.
Because you can, like, get your dick sucked, and I can be licking on your balls.
That's a little too close to some other shit for me. But I don't know. I might have to consider that. What's up, man? Why we got crickets, man? Where everybody at, man?
I'm just in shock, so I'm just holding on.
Everybody preoccupied with other shit right now.
I didn't have my dick sucked underwater.
Oh, hell no. Bitch, I ain't about to drown for you.
I had my dick sucked in the water. That shit felt so fucking magnificent. Desi, it was wet.
Where the fuck is Benny?
Desi.
Yeah.
Do you like more of the... This is a question for all y'all. Do y'all like...
Wait a minute. Is Benny still
dick
online?
Because Benny need to answer, too. I don't know where Benny went.
I don't
okay
either. This motherfucker just posted some shit on my page, though.
Did he? Okay, this is my question. Do y'all like more of a hood chick, or do y'all like a nice, classy woman? That's the question I just want to know, because I know a lot of guys tell me, like, I like hood chicks.
No,
like,
no.
A dude...
it all depends on how I'm feeling at the time.
Yeah, I was about to say... I put it like this, man. Somebody to have fun with, hood chick would be the one to have fun with. But a classy chick is somebody that should be more settled with.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't gonna even much lie to you. I tend to more go to, like, let's cut it in a line like a gas tank meter. I tend to go more right to the classy chick, simply because I'm a fucking genius. So I need some intelligent shit around me. But I'd rather a classy chick have some sprinkle or some hood in her, you know, some a little white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little ghetto, a little twist in her walk. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
a little,
you know?
Bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. A little different than that. But for me, I'd rather them both. But if I had the choice, I'd go with the classy for me.
Okay.
I pretty much agree, you know what I'm saying? Me, basically, you know what I'm saying? I have my fun with the hood chicks, you know what I'm saying? I do.
Yeah.
If it's just something that, you know what I'm saying, I might see something, got a nice little something on it, I might have some fun with it, do my thing, but
mm-hmm.
The classy chick is somebody I'll be more pressed to settling down with a classy chick than a hood chick.
Right.
She got some goals and standards and morals about herself that most hood chicks don't have.
Yeah.
My preference, I don't want a woman that's scared to get married, bang with a man if she has to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
What the fuck is the question? Because this bitch keep playing on my motherfucking phone.
What I was asking them were, do they prefer a hood chick or do they prefer a classy chick? Now I'm asking that because when I was at work, one of the dudes who I'm cool with, he was like, see, it's hard for me. He was like, I can't even take you to my hood, because you'll be like, oh my gosh, is this the ghetto? Is this the ghetto? Like, oh my god, did you take me over? So I was just wanting to know like what y'all prefer and you know why people you know.
I don't like prissy girls. I don't like girls that think they're too good or too pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like girls like that. I mean, but as far as her educational background and as far as her goals of being somewhere and doing something in life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like that. I love that about a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me say this, Desi. Don't be like that because, look, okay, like I'm kind of prissy, but I'm not like, okay, I'm better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like a woman that thinks she's better than the next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even me, but just the next person, period.
Right.
They think they too good for somebody, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, some people take that as, like, just because you have confidence or, like, me. People be like, okay, well, you just think that you're – no, I'm really not like that. If you take the time to get to know me, then that's something completely different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, but a lot of people pass judgment, give prejudgments, you know what I'm saying, on what they see on the outside of how that person moves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But more than likely, like I said, I need a chick that, you know what I'm saying, I know that if some shit get hectic, she ain't going to be scared of getting there and break a nail if she had to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I also don't want a chick that I can't
so
take,
gonna
I
bring
can't,
my
I
nails
can't
up,
ride
though?
With you somewhere without you being having to get into it with somebody everywhere we go.
Right. That's true too. That's
so,
true too.
So I like an equal. I'm gonna say I'm a pretty equal type of dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty in between with mine.
Okay, that's fair. See, I'm pretty much an in between type because like if you make me mad, then it's a whole nother story. But until then, I'm so sweet and you know. But
I don't like ghetto dudes though.
Nah, see,
I have zero tolerance
for
that
like
shit.
Me personally. I adjust to my environment, you know what I'm saying? You can get in the car with me and ride with me anywhere. You ain't got to worry about nobody trying to shoot up the car while we in that motherfucker. You ain't got to worry about me stepping out and me seeing a nigga and we going to be funking everywhere we go. You ain't got to worry about all that, but I'm the type of nigga, I get down when I have to, you know what I'm saying? I get down when need be, but for the most part, I'm respectable, you know what I'm saying? I know how to act in front of somebody's parents or...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know how to carry myself. I have a high school education and some college. You know what I'm saying? I'm well-rounded. So I expect my woman to kind of be the same, you know?
Okay. I feel that. That's some good feedback.
Well-rounded.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. I look at it like this. Yeah.
Tighten up, Gabby.
I like a hustler. Okay. Mm. And I got a fucked up perception that, you know, I've been to like other like places and I've seen like petite women. And when I mean petite, I don't mean petite. I mean like etiquette. I mean watch like bitches that be like sell drugs. You know, I like drug dealing girls too. Because I grew up around.
I like that shit too.
And I absolutely love strippers. Because she, all my mama friends were strippers. And but them be some real cool bitches. You understand what I'm saying? So what I mean by I kind of like a classy girl. But you know, behind closed doors, she could put on something to disappear and some heels and some body oil, so she could have it on her elbows and her knees. So when I get ready to go for a whole hour, I could drive that pussy for 60 miles. You get my question? Not that far, genius.
Hey, I hear you, my dude.
I always wanted to be a stripper for a day.
Well, dude, I seen that confession, too. You can strip for me.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise you could be my stripper for a night.
You going to record it?
Come on, record it. We can make a movie. You know what I'm saying? We can do a little bit of everything. I'm spontaneous. I like that spontaneous shit.
I don't know, because I seen a video where this white lady was on the pole and the pole gave out on her ass.
She was a heavy girl then.
Well, ladies
and gentlemen, that pole wasn't sturdy. Hey, I feel you on that though, man. I ain't mad at you at all, boy. Cause a nigga do like, I just don't want a chick to think she the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't be the man. Let me be the man.
Yeah. I like girly girls. I love girly girls.
Yeah, I don't like a girl that want to be a thug all the time. I like a chick that can put on some sweats and be sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your wife better and don't mind rocking some tennis shoes sometimes, but I also like to see my woman in some heels, you know what I'm saying? A nice little elegant dress that fit her body, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be one
of these girls where I always got to be in jeans and on that tomboy shit 24/7. Nah.
Yeah. And see, because, you know, I don't mind a little hair color. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I might won't be seen with a motherfucker look like the American flag by the head. You know, I'm fucked up like that. I might want the Kool-Aid head. You know what I'm saying? I might want Miller as well. You know?
Hey, okay, so, I got a question. This is for men and the ladies. For the men and the ladies. What do y'all think about a man or a woman with golds in their mouth?
With golds? I had golds.
I'm asking a question. My
mind is like tattoos. I didn't have mine since I was 13 years old, but I'm taking them out because I'm running for governor of Arkansas in 6 years. So, 8 years. Eight years, that's when the next election. I'm running for governor, so I'm taking them out this year. But that's only because I want a prestigious job. But other than that, I would go get a whole 32 set.
I ain't mad at you. I had some goals. I ain't had no permanent shit. I had the front, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to do what you just said, when it comes time finding a job that's professional, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? I could remove them, but when I wanna do me and be on my shit,
right,
I can have them motherfuckers in and be me.
I think it depends on your age, truthfully. After, like, 2022, you need to get rid of that. You need to let me know what's your business plan, what are you going to do, what is your life goals? Because, I mean, you can't get no job with no goals unless you're an entrepreneur.
But on the other hand, and I'm going to have to be biased because I come from a city where two men changed rap, and both of them motherfuckers got mouth full of goals, and they did it when they changed rap. One nigga brought the money to the game. I look at gold teeth because I'm from the city. I look at gold teeth where, like, it's like tattoos or dreadlocks. It's just a signature of who you are. Now, if you get permanent, like, you know, when you're 14 years old and you just have them all your life, then that's different. I have multiple family members, especially the older women, mouth full of golds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, personally, I'm biased. I don't think it has nothing to do with you as a person, like, it don't have nothing bad effect on you.
No,
you know
it
what I'm
doesn't.
Saying? Because,
but me and my man, we're not going to be walking around with golds in your mouth at 30
29.
No. I mean, even for me, I had some, but I had them when I was younger. Like, now, that shit old. Who wants to see
right.
that? It's played out.
I had them. On my day-to-day life, but when it came to business and shit like that, like
right.
I said, I take my shit out.
Yeah, and if you got the snap-ons and you want to wear those on your own time, that I think it's still sexy, but on your own time, you know.
Right.
Well,
but I lost my set, though. I done lost about 6 sets of them motherfuckers, so.
I will say
I don't give a fuck, but I got a pretty set of teeth, so I ain't worried about it.
You know what? I just got my braces, and they'll be off in July, so I ain't worried about it either.
All right, so I'm good.
Time.
I got a straight set. They white, you know what I'm saying? I need to quit smoking these motherfucking cigarettes because they tainted my shit. But
after my term of governor, and
I got
I'm
some
done.
Bleaching cream for you, Dez.
Well, shit, I'm put that shit to use because I need my pearly whites back. I don't like no tainted shit.
When it's all said and done, when I finally done making all the money that I feel I'm gonna make, shit, I'm gonna be about 70 some years old. I'm going to give me a motherfucking a Cutlass, a 1985 Cutlass. I don't give a fuck if it's 40 years from now. I'm putting some 24s on that bitch. I'm going to give me 32 gold teeth and a big stupid chain. because I'm stuck in that era. Like, I won't die young. I won't die with a young mind. I don't want to never be trapped into a Pacific.
Nah.
I want, if it's tattoos, gold teeth, live. Because, see, when you die, I don't know what's on the other side.
Right. I got a confession, though. Me, I think.
Is it nasty?
Nah, it ain't nasty. Not yet. But me, like, I did some shit in my younger time. Like, I was, like, 19, 20. And I went and got tattoos on my hands. So that kind of. That's something I really can't hide, you know what I'm saying? I cover up and keep in the professional aspect, you know what I'm saying?
Well, to get the job, I mean, if you're looking for a job, put makeup over it for the, you know, for that day.
That's a lot of makeup.
Is it a whole bunch?
Yeah, my hands is covered. I got my city across my hands with flames and shit.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, then the way I got it, our city, I'm from KC, so my city is called. But because of our murder rate, it's called Killer City. So that's what I got tatted on my hands is Killer City. It's not Kansas City. It's Killer City. So that kind of, I don't know. Most people don't really take the time out to read it, but they'll recognize the shit on my hands and shit. But other than that, I don't really regret none of my tattoos and all that shit because you can't see them. But I got quite a few, and I ain't done yet. But shit. I mean, that's me, though. You know what I'm saying? I like body art. That's the reason I got it. And most of my tattoos have a meaning. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just something just to be putting on my body.
Right.
So.
India, me and Dez just broke up.
Yeah. You just broke up.
Yeah,
I think it's you.
He took somebody else to the movies on Saturday, and I'm sad.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, that was my baby mama. I ain't take nobody. My baby mama took me.
That's even
worse. At least he's going on dates because dudes now don't even want to take you nowhere. So, congratulations to that.
It was a little movie day. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even call it a date. We just got on a little out. And I don't do shit. She don't do shit. So, shit, we just got out on
That's really good, though. You have a good relationship.
Shut the fuck up, India.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
You know what? I think that Desi is a nice guy. From talking to him, he's getting himself on the right track. I don't know if he ain't or not, but seems like he's going to definitely be a nice catch. And he deserves a nice girl. So if you want to get it, you better tighten up.
If you say some stupid shit, I'm going to flow your ass.
Well, am I wrong,
Desi? I think that you're a nice guy.
I thank you for that, Miss Eddie. You sound like you're a nice young woman, too.
Fuck Eddie.
You know what? I have to agree
with
Desi you.
Fuck Desi, too. Fuck both of y'all. y'all over my motherfucking show.
Just you keep talking this fucky shit. When, where, and how, and what time? Tell me.
Okay, when, right now, where, right here, how, shit. You can do it however you want to do it. Anything else you want to know?
Now, you know, if that could go down, it would be going down right now. We could do it on air, off air, however you want to do it.
It doesn't matter.
But, I mean, shit, I'm just, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm set back doing me right now. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, though. I'm good where I'm at in life. I ain't where I want to be, but I do stuff
right.
To like, Robin,
me
I'm going to get
to it. Yep. I ain't where I want to be, so, I mean, I don't think you'll ever be completely, you know, I don't think we'll ever be completely satisfied, but we will have to be grateful.
Right. Speaking on the hustlers, I'm hustling, so I refrain from the illegal way of hustling, but I got hustler characteristics and traits, so that's just me, so.
But you know what, let me say this. Like, okay, you know, how am I? I'm kind of like, you know how I am. Just talking to me, you probably think about how I am. But anyways, I kind of like a man who has his hustle ways. I don't want you, you know, I'm selling weed. Like you said, when I'm with you, they about to shoot a car up. No. If I feel like that, no. But I do like a man who hustles hard. I like a man who got ambition, who got drive, and who got a plan. That is a number one turn on. You know what I'm saying? That is perfect. So, I mean, hustle ways, like, you know how people knock, like, drug dealers and stuff? I don't knock that because they're entrepreneurs. You hustle, you got money, you're doing the same thing everybody else will do to get money. So, I don't knock that.
Okay, I got another question. Andy, I don't think you've seen me yet. Gabby, you know I got hair, right?
I seen you, buddy.
Yeah,
you know I'm like
your
a patient
inspector.
Huh?
Huh? What you say? What was your question?
I said, you know, y'all know I got hair, right? My shit pretty long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, I ain't really trying to go with the trend of the dreads, but I get tired of dealing with my shit sometimes. So sometimes I be contemplating on cutting it. Should I dread it or what? So what y'all think?
Leave it like it is.
I think that you should do the twist. I think
you can take them down
cute.
And get them redone.
Right, they're not dreads, but they're not braids either, because the braids is kind of like
played out.
Younger than what you are. But a twist, I think the twist instead of doing a dread are so much cuter.
I don't mind dreads, but I don't like them because if you think about what makes them lock, the dirt and all of that to be in there, and you can't really wash your hair properly or dry it correctly, and it stinks, and all of those chemicals just sitting there in your hair like that. I don't like the thought of dreads, but, I mean, hey, braids are cool, and the twists are a good idea, too.
See, the twist, my hair don't hold on that shit for real. My hair, too.
No,
it's supposed to hold.
Twisted, they will hold, though. They'll hold.
Like your profile picture.
Them was braids, though. You know what I'm saying? Them was some layer braids.
Let me try to find a picture. Hold up.
That was cute, though.
But you ain't going to be able to see it.
I like Dez when he cleaned his face up. He need to get that shit under control.
My shit
sometimes
under control
looking,
right now.
You be looking like the wolf man sometimes.
That's when I'm in my I don't give a fuck mode. Like, shit, I'm just, I ain't got nobody to impress. I'm cool. I'm content with me how I am. You know what I'm saying? You don't,
right.
Either you going to love me or you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Well, you always got to impress me, so remember that.
I always got to impress you.
Yeah.
I feel like this. Once I got you, you good as got you. I ain't going to go nowhere anyway.
You know the fucking game.
Oh, baby.
Once I done got you, I'm good as got
you. And that ain't conceit. That's confidence.
Des, I like this picture right here. And I can't like it again because I already liked it.
What
but
picture is it?
If you ever stick your tongue out at me like that again.
What picture is it?
The picture.
I got my tongue out.
Yes. I commented on it, too.
I got to go check that out, because I didn't even receive that comment. I didn't receive that notification.
All I said, I just did it. I just said
did Benny really write that on your wall?
What one?
Why
what
on my wall?
On Gabby's wall, talking about the barbershop, $10 more. Oh, gosh.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, shit. I don't know. I was doing shit. My little man. I'm
going to
see if Gabby Daddy commenting about shit.
Huh?
I said, I'm going to go see what Gabby commenting about in a minute.
Whatever. Now, where that picture at? I need to save it. Derek, go with your fat face.
Oh, Desi, you do taxes?
Yeah, I do taxes.
Oh, that's a fuck.
Yup, I do them. That's right now. That's my little hustle right now.
That's good.
That's it's some good money, but a nigga got to be careful with that shit because I ain't trying to get nobody.
You do.
Yeah.
But I got friends in many places, so they kind of keep me informed on how I need to move or brush it.
Yeah.
If I had some taxes to file, I would damn sure step into your office.
Come on, baby. Shit, you ain't got to have none. Shit, I do the little self-employment thing, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, hell no. I'm not going to jail.
I ain't got no jail, baby. I ain't put nobody in no position to go to jail because I ain't trying to go there. I know what that's like.
I get disability, so I already know. I can't file self-employed.
What?
They
fuck
me up.
Right. And she got that government money coming in.
Yep. But I still get paid, though. I let a motherfucker foul me. What? With the quickness.
Shit, I ain't mad at you, shit. If I could let a motherfucker foul me, y'all would, too.
And I'm still a minor, so I'm good till next year. Well, till a couple more months. I'm good this year, anyways.
You want school and shit. You can do that shit, like, up until you're 24.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
That sounded like a mom right there. What was that?
I leaned back in my chair and stretched out.
It is really not 2 o'clock.
It really is, and we still, what the fuck are we doing?
It's 2 o'clock there?
Yeah, where are you at?
Hey.
Shit, it's a quarter to one here.
Where the fuck is LR?
Who?
Lazarus.
Okay.
I'm trying to get him to cut this shit short so I can call Dez. I can just call him on the phone. That way I ain't got to worry about India trying to steal my little boo thing.
I don't want Dezzy.
You better not.
Dezzy is a nice catch, bro.
Don't be too nice to her, boo.
He seems like a nice guy.
Stop being nice to her, baby.
I mean, he's a nice guy, but guess what?
You already went on a motherfucking date today without letting me know, motherfucker. Just gonna go. Where you at? I'm having drinks or some shit, she said. You were doing what with what motherfucking friend? Bitch, we came single together. You fucking up the game.
We didn't say that. I said.
What you said, motherfucker?
I told you, if it ain't right, get the staffing.
It wasn't right, so I stepped. Now I gotta find somebody else. And this some bullshit.
Well...
Who want to be looking for somebody else? Not me, anyways. I ain't got time to.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll get on the... Okay, Kim, I want to do this the professional way. I wish LR get back on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you about the looking shit, though.
Huh?
Right. You sure did.
Tell who about what, huh, Winner?
I said what I'll tell you about that looking shit, though.
Looking what? I ain't looking.
I'm just making sure, you know what I'm saying? We already had that conversation.
We sure did. And what did we say?
And what did we say?
Yeah, I forget, you know.
Ain't no need to be looking. Let it come to you. Go with the flow. If you fall right, then you see it. Go with it. But shit, if not.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going with that shit no more. He came to me and look what the fuck. I'm going to find what the fuck I'm looking for.
You must have missed Worship Wednesday. So what the scripture said when a man finds a good thing.
Yeah, because this is motherfucking Abby, and I'm a retarded bitch.
Okay.
Motherfucking Worship Wednesday, hoe.
Listen, I work 8.5 hours a day, so I'm gonna dismiss myself now. So
then that means I'm about to go too, and I just call you this.
Okay. You guys have a good night, Dez. It was nice talking to you.
Don't talk to him no more.
I'll see you on Facebook.
Y'all have a night. You have a nice night too, Miss India. It's good.
What the fuck?
I'm younger than you. You ain't got to call me Miss. I'm only 25. But anyways, good night, y'all. Gabby So Fab said good night.
Fuck So Fab. This is Abby. I love you, India. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
LR.
Yeah, that is foolishness.
Because it sounded like I heard him in the background. Oh, well. Good night, India.
Woo-wee. God damn, bro. You're a big fucker there, man. Look at you. Damn. Damn. He was 12 years old.
You say you want to make war with me naked. And I'm a busted ass. You can't take it, girl.
The button on the bottom, I'm a break.
I fuck like I'm into raping, girl.
I'm an ape in the guts,
I take coochie bags. I don't accept credit cards, but I do pawn coochie bags. I got a thing about leverage, so you gon' spend cash. Give me a month, Marimi Moore, and I be getting a laugh. It just ain't a dick game. Baby girl, I'm a freak like Rick James. When it comes to the multi-orgasm, you can believe I'm clitoris trained.
If you drink too much
and always smoke that weed, I can't fuzz, but you ain't up to speed. But if it's a must to get at me,
don't forget,
bring that cheese. I'm a pimp under pressure, so when you're rockin', leave my cheddar on a dresser, please. Remember, it costs extra if you got weed. Cause 9 times out of 10, you just think your ass eat. I don't give a as long as she knows who's the
girl. Get on this talking shit, this talking shit, sweating, man. Sweating and talking shit, these eyes can't talk.
you. Leave me. Thank you.